Marty on a cell phone. Hi.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Hi, Marty.
Hey, listen. Every morning from 10 o'clock, probably to 5 or 6 o'clock, I turn on WTIC.
Right.
Listen to you guys, James, Ross.
Yeah.
Each one of them, something unique to give us.
Mm-hmm.
But lately, every morning, 10 o'clock in the morning, I listen to Kerry in Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm Republican. I mean, conservative.
Yeah.
And it's just way too much. Somebody
got to
drop it.
You see, what you're saying is Buddy Vucevic is too obsessed with the swift boats? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I
got to
leave it alone.
You got a bad case of swift boat fever. Yeah. So what do you think you should,
Everybody really tired from the whole thing. And I'm not turning it off. I'll tell you the truth, lately I just turned the radio right off.
Yeah.
I don't want to listen to it.
Well, listen, Bruce and I know Buddy's producer reasonably well, Marty. So the question is, what should we say? Because I think we need to solve this with love as opposed to...
That's correct.
You know?
Yeah.
Because I think Buddy responds well to love. So my thought is...
God.
How do we, in a loving way, Marty, say this to Buddy that he's just gone around the bend with the swift boat stuff? And more than that, what should he be talking about instead?
Not to talk about it at all, about Vietnam I'm talking about.
I know, but we can't have dead silence from 10 to noon, so he's going to need some new material. Well, they do call it Sound Off Connecticut, so maybe we can. But, what do you think he should be talking about? I don't know, sex, drugs, rock and roll?
Talk about the issues. But bring me something new.
All right. Okay, I hear you. But, I mean, there's only so much we can do with Buddy, you understand?
Yeah, but Vietnam, that's way too much for all of us.
I'm told that Buddy's position is that he'll stop talking about Kerry's Vietnam
record. Yeah, I know. I hope so. When I thought about when I called you.
When Kerry starts.
I hope
you don't listen, do you, Marty?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys.
I love you, man. Is that Marty Schwartz? Is that Marty Schwartz calling?
Why anybody calls this program?
I'm trying to tell him something, and he won't freaking shut up. So I can tell him something. I didn't need to tell him this stuff. I was trying to be helpful to him.
I know all about that.
I know how
helpful you try to be.
Yeah.
And people were just smarting up and realize what a friend they have.
Exactly. I couldn't have put it better.
Right.
I'm a Christ-like figure.
Yes. That's, funny you took the words right out of my mouth.
And so...
That's exactly what I was thinking.
I'm getting the information.
A Christ-like figure.
Yeah. So I'm getting the information. I'm going to balance everybody's interest here. I'm getting the information in my headphones. The Buddy's position is that he'll stop talking about Vietnam when Kerry stops talking about Vietnam. So I'm trying to tell Marty that. He won't shut up. I mean, I'm amazed he hears any of Buddy's show anyway because he doesn't ever stop talking. All right. Well, fine. Fine.
He was just trying to make the point that he's, there seems to be a minor obsession with Vietnam and with this Kerry thing and the swift boats and all that. And it's not only on that show, it's on every damn show on the radio.
Yeah. It's sort of kind of amazing to find Buddy obsessed with something.
It is. That's shocking.
Hey, look,
next thing we'll find out, he's actually against Kerry. That'll even be even more shock.
Buddy's like one Twinkie away from stabbing people through shower curtains. I mean, really, this is, we should be happy he has something like this for us to keep him occupied.
Let's talk to Greg in Farmington, shall we?
Okay.
Greg?
Okay.
So what's the deal with you and Buddy? I mean, do you like him? Do you dislike him?
I love Buddy.
You being sarcastic? What's the deal, Tom?
I've known Buddy for years, and I was one of the people. This, unfortunately, will be like in my obituary in a not very good way. I was one of the people who really worked hard over a long period of time to recruit Buddy to come to this station. Buddy would be the first person to tell you that more on...
Not as there. You can bust his ass every day.
Well, of course, it's very entertaining to do that. But, I like Steve Salhaney, our boss here, and all we ever do is pick on him. And I like Tim Helmicky, and all we do is pick on him. Now, Buddy, I think, is out of his freaking mind. I mean, I really do think, he should be on meds. But I like Buddy. I've known Buddy for years, and I don't agree with anything he thinks. Salhaney and I were the ones who really kind of worked on Buddy for a long period of time to try to get him to come here and do a show. I mean, I had no idea at the time that he was a psycho killer. Because I used to just see Buddy at various things, and he seemed...
How'd you come up with Buddy? Why Buddy?
Well, there was another, all the buddies were dying, like Buddy Epson and Buddy Hackett, but we thought there was a buddy vacuum.
Buddy Epson died?
Did Buddy Epson
die? Yes.
Yeah, he died.
That's,
right.
That's what prompted it.
There were buddies that were dropping like flies.
Yep.
Buddy Epson died. Buddy Hackett died.
Yes.
Buddy Greco. I don't know. Who knows?
All right. You answered my question.
Okay.
All right.
Go back to work.
I'm glad I can help.
I bet he's racing out right now to get Buddy Ebsen's family a sympathy car. What do you want to bet?
How did he miss something like that?
I don't know how you could miss that.
It was a cultural watershed moment.
Well, it certainly was.
I think most people know where they were when they heard that Buddy Ebsen died. JFK, the World Trade Center,
yep.
Buddy Ebsen.
Oh,
these are the things that kind of, these are generational watershed moments.
Yep.
Okay.
Jason in Windsor.
Hi, how are you?
Great.
Speaking of losers, Dennis Hasser, who's a loser anyway, a big, dumpy, lumpy, no-good loser wrestling coach who's elevated way beyond his level of competency. Anyway, what was I going to say about him? And the reason we say this is because he was supposed to be on the show this week. Not that we even wanted his loser Heine on the show anyway, because his book is boring and he's dull and he shouldn't be speaker. But he's a wrestling coach. That's what he is. And there's nothing wrong with wrestling coaches. I myself personally have known many wrestling coaches, and they were fine men and really helped keep the fabric of this nation together. But they shouldn't be speaker of the house. I've never known a wrestling coach who struck me as a natural speaker of the house. But anyway, Mr. Hasser he's got this book out, this boring book that we were going to let him promote on our show. And he criticizes the New York legislative delegation's attempts to win financial aid for after September 11th. He calls it an unseemly scramble for money. Well, this just goes to show, you know, why this guy should have been wearing more headgear when he was wrestling. Because, I mean, you're about to have your convention in the city, in New York City. And not only are you about to have your convention, but in a pretty grubby way, you're about to sort of try to make some kind of hay about your own relationship to New York City. So taking a slap at New York City for actually wanting some relief money after September 11th is maybe not the way to go. Maybe not the way to, not the tone to set. And then the quote back from Carolyn Maloney, one of the Democratic members of the congressional delegation in New York, quote, "The only thing unseemly is the 3 years it has taken us trying to get the president and Congress to fulfill their promise. What's unseemly is that the $20 billion became the ceiling, not the floor, in help to New York when so many needs remain." Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. So there's a public relations disaster for you. All right, there's Bruce in his car. Bruce, hello.
Yeah, Carl.
Well, demoralized and shocked by the failure of Bertita Felicien to win in the hurdling race, the Canadians had their first sports riot last night by standing around and saying, "It's time for a sports at the very French sports discussion segment with Monsieur Arnaudin, Monsieur Ambrosio,
oui.
Myself, Louis Gascon de la Mer, and Monsieur Bruce Stevens."
Wow, it's a little
insert.
Low-key.
It says insert forced laughter here.
Wow,
really spirited.
And we figured out what it is.
What?
Mikey C must be draining on you guys like he's begun to drain on us. I never thought I'd say this, but when the hell is Bobby Sherwood coming back?
Yeah. Oh no.